I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
I did think he was really cute, and so I DM'd him, and he had DM'd me back and been like, oh, I'm flattered. I think I'm kind of old for you. And being 21, I was like, I'm a big girl. And he had told me he was 28, and I thought that was fine. And my friend was like, I'm going to do a deep dive. And we find him and his sister's birthdays. I did not consent to being into a relationship that age gap.
When you're young, it's so easy to fall for things, especially when someone else has something to gain by lying about who they are. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Hey, stay tuned. I've got a pretty exciting announcement coming up right before the submission. But before we get into that, you know the drill. This is the podcast that gets to the bottom of those messy breakups you want to know more about. If this is your first time here, I accept submissions from listeners just like you. People submit things like they noticed a girl from their high school who got engaged, deleted all of her photos, and they're like, oh my God, I've always wanted to ask her about it, but I've never had the balls to do it. Or maybe it's something they saw on TikTok, or sometimes it's even their own breakup story. Whatever it is, you know we love to get all the details and hear all about it while getting some good lessons along the way. If you've got a suggestion for the podcast, head down to the episode description. You will find a submission form linked there. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in. So this week we've got a submission from TikTok where someone said they were in a situationship with a guy who lied about his age just to keep her around. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness if you feel called to help out. This week we're giving a shout out to Partnership Against Domestic Violence in Atlanta, Georgia. They have served survivors of domestic violence and have a mission to end DV and empower survivors. They've got a holistic approach to ending domestic violence, including prevention and outreach to help end it in their community. As always, you can find those details in the episode description. One more thing before we get into the submission. I am so excited to announce the second Breakup Breakdown podcast live event, speaking of Atlanta. If you know me, you know that's where I'm based, and that is where we're having our second live podcast event. I'm so excited. It's going down on May 11th. If you're local to Atlanta, you'll know the Painted Horse Winery is one of my favorite places to go, and they have the most gorgeous outdoor setup with this beautiful lawn and live stage. So we're gonna have like a little picnic setup, so you can come buy some wine from Painted Horse and bring like a little picnic basket, a little picnic blanket, and hang out and listen to one of the most jaw-dropping breakup stories you'll probably ever hear. And if you're not able to make it to the podcast event, there will be another way to listen to the episode, hopefully hopefully I'll be able to record it. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm hoping it'll work out. But it'll probably be available on some kind of like Patreon link or something. So stay tuned for more details, but you can purchase tickets in the episode description. Okay, now finally into this week's submission. So this week I got a submission that I was really interested about because if you know me, like, you know I love going to live concerts. You know I love hearing like my favorite songs live. And I think every girl at some point has had like a Wattpad fan fiction dream about themselves. Like you've always wanted to be like the girl that gets picked out from the crowd and you're the guy that the lead singer wants to hit up and you follow him around the country on his tour bus. There's just something so weirdly romantic about that. So when I saw this submission about a girl who said she was in a situationship with this bad boy in a band, I was like, ooh, tea, let's get the details. So basically she said that she got strung along for like years, which makes a lot of sense, especially when you consider how hectic a touring schedule is, but said that she had to go on like an FBI type mission to figure out more details about his identity because I guess he was lying about some stuff along the way and was just being super shady. So I thought that sounded both aspirational in the sense that, oh my God, you got the guy in the band, but also so relatable. Like how often have you had to like go on a deep dive with your friends to stalk that guy you matched with on Hinge or that guy you met at a bar once and you need all the details about him to find out if he's even worthy of dating. So let's hear about this Wattpad story gone wrong when we break down this week's breakup.
I feel like there's two types of people in the world. The people that get super excited when the temps hit the 80s and the people who are like, holy crap, it's bathing suit weather and I do not feel my best. The warmer it is, the more dialed in I feel like I need to be with my nutrition. But I gotta be honest with you, I hate cooking. Do I cook for myself and feel great? Or do I get takeout and eat a bunch of crap that's just honestly expensive and not that great for you? That's why I really enjoyed trying out Factor. Factor is a meal service that requires no prep. All you gotta do is heat them up in the microwave for like 2 minutes and they're chef crafted. So they're actually designed to meet your nutrition goals, whether you're trying to watch your calories, get more protein in, or follow a keto diet. There are 35 different meals and 60 add-ons to choose from with breakfast, lunches, dinners, and even desserts. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
I met this person at a show, actually. So my friend and I had gone to a concert for a pretty popular drag queen. And I had thought that the band was really cute. And so my friend found his Instagram for me and I'd been following him. And I saw him post that he was going to be playing at this dessert bar near me. So I went and I kind of saw him and decided I did think he was really cute. And so I DM'd him that day and was like, hey, loved your set. I'd love to hang out with you or whatever. And he had DM'd me back and been like, oh, I'm flattered. I think I'm kind of old for you, but like, I appreciate that. And being 21, I was like, oh, I'm 21. Like, I think that I'm pretty big. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a big girl. Like,
you feel so old and mature at 21 because you can legally drink. Nobody can take that from you.
You're over 18.
You're over 18. How old do you think he was when you met him?
I honestly thought he was like 24 because you have no concept of, I think at 21, you have no idea what an adult looks like in between like 25 and, you know, 35. And so I was like, I'm 21. How bad can it be? Like, and that kind of worked for him. He didn't say how old he was over the Instagram DMs. But we had planned to go to like a little farmer's market date. And on that first date, I was like, oh, by the way, how old are you? And he had told me he was 28. And I thought that was fine. I'm like, that's not 30. That's fine. And so we had kind of gone from there. He kind of set the expectation as it being like a casual relationship. And because I had just gotten out of, not just gotten out of, but like had had like a year since my most recent serious relationship, I'd been like, oh yeah, I'm ready to do the casual thing. I'm like an old, I'm big, I can do that. And so we had started seeing each other. And I think things that really drew me to him were, of course, he was in this band for this big drag queen that a lot of my friends knew. And I thought that was really cool because I had this degree of separation away from this really big person. And I think because it was a drag queen, it made me kind of think he was like down with it, like, you know, kind of a more trustworthy person because of that. And of course, I think because he was older, I thought he was more impressive. We kept seeing each other, and he did end up having to break things off to go on tour with this drag queen. And so I was kind of like, oh yeah, that's fine. But I think when you do the casual thing and it is a situationship, it makes it even harder because, I don't know, I was finding that I was having a much harder time getting over that than I had my like really long relationship where we had, you know, had a really great breakup and everything like that. And I think that it kind of influenced the way I went around like dating people after that. Like, I'm going to do the casual thing with everybody that I meet, and I'm going to get the validation that I want. You know what I mean? And I think because in my head, I was like, when he gets back, like maybe it'll work out. And being young and having that optimism and not having done that kind of thing with anyone before, I think it really does mess you up even more than somebody your own age doing the casual thing with you for the first time. I kind of had a hard time actually moving past it because I wasn't letting myself not picture something else happening in the future. Of course, like word vomiting to my friends, like telling them over and over, like rehashing it over and over again. I had kind of felt like he was weirdly private because I didn't even have his real last name. His Instagram name and his like musician, whatever, was just his first and his middle name. And I was like, I feel like he's weirdly private. I feel like there's something there. And my friend was like, you know what? I'm sick of not knowing. I'm going to do a deep dive. She's really good at finding information on people. And so I was like, okay, I know that I think his dad was also a musician. I know his twin sister's name is like Janet. And he grew up in like, let's see, it's a different county than he's actually from, like Glendale. You know what I mean? And the only reason I knew his twin sister's name, he wouldn't have shared that with me otherwise, I don't think. But I think I have really good intuition sometimes when I know it. And we were hanging out one time and he said something to me, and in my head, like I didn't hear him that well, but in my head, I thought he called me Janet. And so I was like, did you just call me Janet? And he was like, no, what the heck? And then later when we were having dinner, he was like, that's so weird that you asked me if I called you Janet, like, that's my twin sister's name. And I'm like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? She gets to Googling and she finds little articles of him and his dad playing venues together in Glendale. And then she plugs in his dad's name and we find his grandma's obituary. And like in his grandma's obituary, obviously it's like next of kin, like his dad, his mom, him and his sister, and I have both their names. I know that they're twins. And so we keep Googling. She has these websites where you can reverse look people up. And we find him and his sister's birthdays. And I see that his birth year is actually 1989. And not like 1993 or whatever it would have been. And we're both looking at it like, no way. That's insane. That's like, that's as old as Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
and Taylor Swift is so old.
She is so old. That, you know what I mean? I'm like, I remember having like a tea party themed birthday party and her playing in the playlist. I'm like, whoa, she was already successful enough. We couldn't believe it. And I think that like, once you're in that kind of, I guess, infatuation with somebody that is older than you and has that weird power dynamic, in my head, I was still like, oh, that's fine. I just want him to like me still. I just want him to like, why did he lie to me? Maybe because he wanted to hang out with me so bad. You know what I mean?
Like, how can I twist this to make him like me more instead of literally, I've gotten emotionally manipulated by this much older man?
Right. I'm like, that's fine. Like, it didn't hit me the way it should have. Time passes in between that. He does come back from the tour. I kind of texted him, but we didn't end up meeting up. And then 6 months to like almost 8 months later, he texts me out of the blue and is like, hey, I know it's been like a year and a half since we've hung out, but I'm thinking of you and I hope you're doing well or whatever. And I get so excited. I'm like, oh my God, like reconnecting. He's thinking about me.
So, like basically the nice way of saying you up.
Yeah, literally. And like when you're young, you're like, oh my God, he misses me. He likes me. Yeah. So we did start seeing each other again. And it's like, I knew the information and I was still like seeing him not saying anything about it. Maybe he'll organically tell me. I don't want to sound crazy if I come, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like I looked at grandma's obituary and I found out that you're actually 32.
Right. And what's crazy is he would have been, I think 33, 34 when we were seeing each other again, which is crazy.
Okay.
And
so like a couple of years had passed.
Yeah. It would like, I think that's what's the worst part is like, it really did influence me for like a good, like 2 years where I was like, not moving on from this person.
What was it about him that made you just really want to be with him? Because I know how you feel, but like, did he fit a mold of who you thought you should be with or wanted to be with? And you're just kind of like, I just want him to fit that so badly.
Mm-hmm. I think I really did think it was so cool that he was associated with this person that so many of my friends recognized and that is kind of unique.
Yeah, it was a status thing in a way.
And I think because he was older, I thought it was so like cool and impressive. And
yeah. It's kind of sexy. He's like an older guy playing guitar mm-hmm. or the drums or whatever.
Exactly. And yet, yeah, he's like pretty good at music or whatever. So I love like the creative. I love the creative so much, but they do me so dirty half the time. Yeah, that's kind of, I think, what drew me the most to him. I think there's something about once you're already in it, you can't, like, you're so close to it and you're like, I wouldn't choose somebody that's creepy. Like, I wouldn't choose somebody that would like come at me that way. You're so in it, you can't get out of it, you know? We kept seeing each other and I was like, and it, everything with him was very like conditional. Like, I think the last time we hung out, he was like, when I asked him to hang out, he was like, I think this is only like the last time we can hang out. I'm not gonna do like the relationship thing with you. And I was like, that's okay. Like, I love that he's honest with me. I love that he like... spells it out for me. And I'm like, no, girl, just because they tell you they're going to treat you bad doesn't mean it's okay when they do it.
Like, well, he gives me a heads up before he breaks my heart. That's really thoughtful of him.
Right. I'm like, wow, that's so mature. And so we did have our last little hangout. And this is like, so like young of me, which is good. I'm like, I should be doing my age things. Like, I remembered his like favorite candy. He's like vegetarian. So I got him those vegetarian gummy bears. And I was like, oh, like little appreciation for me. Cause that's like my little like love language is like things that I know they like. He was like, oh, that's sweet or whatever. You know, we hung out. I also remember like, I could never read the situation. Like, I'm like, do you want me to stay over? Do you want me to leave? I don't know how to read the cues. And so I was kind of lingering. And then like, he was kind of mean when he was like, okay, I think you need to leave now. Kind of like jokingly. I think that was another thing that like went over my head. He would say things as a joke.
Yeah.
And like in a, like a raised voice or anything. So in my head, I'm like, oh, like anything mean to me. And so he walks me to my car and I'm kind of like, oh, by the way, I know you don't want to do casual with anyone. What if you just did a relationship? And he was like, oh, I don't know. It was nice to see you. And I'm like, okay, yeah, nice to see you too. And then I go home. I'm like, why did I say that? Whatever.
You know? No, you can blame me. You shot your shot.
I shot my shot. I had to put it out there. And then he texted me the next day and was like, this whole long thing. And he was like, hey, like, it's nothing about you. Like, I think you're really great, but you're too young for me. And I'm trying not to do the casual thing. If I'm going to date somebody, they have to be closer to my age. Like, I think you're great though. You're so sweet. This and this and this. And I don't know why I needed him to like say to me that it wasn't because of my age. I mean, sorry. Like, it was only because of my age and not...
It's not my personality. It's not my looks. It's just the one thing I can't change.
Exactly. I don't know why I needed that to, like, release me from it, but that was, like, my, like, release me moment. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't even want to date him anyways. Like, I'm glad he let me know.
It was your ego talking. And I think that comes mm-hmm. out a lot with rejection, because mm-hmm. it's one thing if you reject something I can't change, like you can't help like when you were born. Mm-hmm. But if he's basically looking at you and saying, well, like, you know, if you're funnier, like we could be in a relationship, that would be such a blow.
Right. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian next. Like,
hey, I got to do something with all this trauma that I'm sitting on.
And so that did kind of release me from that. But I think it still didn't hit me until like 2 or 3 months later that I was like, oh my God, now I can see how messed up all of that was from an outside perspective. I get what my friends were saying. I get why it was icky. Like,
yep.
You know, tainted, all the things where I'm like, wow, I am, everything about me too is young. Like, I'm like, you've been to my apartment. I have like Urban Outfitters tapestries. I have like butterflies on my wall. And ironically, like, I'm like, what the heck? Like, what is your problem?
You start to realize that you're with them because they're an adult. And like, mm-hmm. You're technically an adult too, but like them mm-hmm. being with someone who, and I'm not calling you a kid, but is so much childlike to them, mm-hmm. is objectively weird.
Right. Especially because I was thinking about it too. And when he had been like, oh, I think I'm too old for you in the Instagram DM, when we had gotten together, he was like, oh, I said that because you still had like prom photos up on your Instagram. And I'm like, thinking back, like, that's so gross, actually. Like, you thought I might have been like 18 and you still...
And you like still went for it? Like,
yeah.
Because you mentioned Taylor Swift, I'll ask you this question. Do you really resonate with would have, could have, should have?
I'm like Taylor Swift adjacent, so my friends are like still introducing me to the songs, but like Dear John, I do think. And actually, I do remember the first time I was seeing him was when the All Too Well music video came out. And I remember seeing that and being like, I'm redhead too. So I was like, I see myself in Sadie Sink. And I was kind of like, ew, like, is it even okay for them to film this? Like, poor Sadie, that's so gross. He's so old.
And he's literally like 30. He's like 31, 30.
Literally. And it's the same exact age gap too, because she's 20 and he's 31. And I was 21 and he was 32. So number one, I did not consent to being into a relationship that age gap. Because when I saw it outside, I was like, ew, that's gross.
If you had known he was in his 30s when you messaged him, would that have influenced you in any way?
I think it would have deterred me. I think I would have not pursued it because I would hear it and be like, oh, that's a different decade than me.
The older you get and you see the changes happen to you. And I was telling somebody this the other day because my brother is, I think, 28 or 29 mm-hmm. and was dating somebody under 25. Mm-hmm. I was like, I felt such a shift when I turned about 24 mentally. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a different brain. Mm-hmm. And there's something to that because like that's when your frontal lobe develops and mm-hmm. you don't realize that until you've experienced it, how mm-hmm. weird it is for somebody after 25 to date somebody under 25.
What is it? Because all my friends that have been turning 25 have been like, oh yeah, I actually do feel like I'm realizing things. And then that Kylie Jenner quote where she's like, I've just been realizing a lot of things this year. It's like,
no, literally,
like, that's for real.
It sounds cliche, like, oh, after 25, your frontal lobe develops and the world changes, but it really does. And you kind of forget it because then it becomes your new norm. But I remember at 20, I think 24 is when I felt it. Mm-hmm. It's like you go through a second period mentally or a second mm-hmm. puberty mentally. I've also been hearing a lot of things about age gaps because in terms of doing the math, it's like, okay, when is it okay? When is it not okay? To me, I think there's two rules. For me, I have the over 25 rule. Like if you're 25, you can't date anybody under 25. But somebody also said this that I found really interesting because obviously as you get older, it changes. Like if somebody in their 30s wants to date somebody in their 50s, that's not weird. But like, why is that? And they said, you have to do the math for the younger person. So like if somebody is 45 dating somebody who's 30, could they date somebody that much younger than them? So subtract 45 and 30 and then subtract the difference. So 15 by 30, a 30-year-old cannot date a 15-year-old. It makes it make more sense, right? Because if, okay, like let's say somebody is 60 dating a 45-year-old, a 45-year-old could date a 30-year-old.
Yeah, that's a really good rule.
I know. So basically, if you had this rule a couple of years ago, that would have been enough to knock you out because you couldn't date a 14-year-old.
It's out for real.
It's so icky. But what have you taken from this whole experience? I mean, how has it brought a different perspective to your dating life now?
I think it, like, especially that last one, kind of reflecting on how he had kind of treated me without realizing in the moment that it was mean. I think it's really had me kind of like have my stand up moment where I'm like, okay, no one's gonna talk to me that way. No one's gonna like lead me on that way. Like, my eyes are open. Like, no, like, I think it's really helped me come into my own where not only am I gonna not say anything, but I'm gonna call it out when it does kind of happen to me, which I wouldn't have done like even last year, even like 6 months ago. I'd be like, okay, I'm not gonna say anything to you. I'm just gonna ghost you. You know what I mean? I think it also kind of has made me like solidified. I already love this rule from he's just not that into you, but you are the rule, not the exception. I think because I was like 21, I'm like, oh, like I'm a Lana Del Rey lover. I'm a da-da-da. Like, I'm old. You know what I mean? Like, I've grown up with all this messaging. Like, that's fine. And so I think it also has made me realize you should listen to your friends.
Yep.
You should listen to, like, I remember all the, I listened to a bunch of podcasts too. And like Celebrity Memoir Book Club, like saying things like, there's always a memoir where one of the guys is like, and I was dating this 21-year-old, blah, 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 and they're like, that's gross. And I was like, well, not me, not when it happens to me. And it's like, no, it's like, these are people you like, trust, they're right. You know, you wouldn't want to tell your mom that you're dating a 32-year-old. So I think just like trusting myself has been another thing. When I feel like it's off, I can trust that feeling. And if I feel sick and like nervous going to hang out with them, because I'm like, what if they don't like me? What if you can't say the wrong thing to the right person? You know, trust your feelings. When your body's rejecting them, listen to it. So kind of like that.
Yeah, your body will never lie to you. And I don't know what the science is behind it, because I had a therapist tell me that. They're like, your gut's never wrong. But I'm like, what if I don't know it's my gut? Like, what if it's some kind of trauma coming up, or what if it's anxiety? Like, how do I know it's my gut? But your body will never steer you in the wrong direction. And I love that you also brought up the exception rule, because I was just thinking about that today. I'm like, when you start planning your life around you being the rule and not the exception, that's mm-hmm. when things will fall into place. And that's when mm-hmm. you also put yourself in the place to be the exception. But I think mm-hmm. so many people go into life planning to be the exception. Like, oh, I'm going to go after this guy because like I'm the exception. And exactly. how you get hurt. That's how right? you end up on a podcast. What would you tell a girl who thinks that they're the exception though? Like, let's say they're listening, they're 21 and they've got like a 30-year-old in their DMs. What would you tell them to do?
I think I would just tell them to get out while they're ahead of it, because once you're in it, you can't, I couldn't release myself from it even when I knew it was wrong. Even when I didn't even tell all of my close friends that I was seeing him again when I was, because I was too embarrassed. You know? So I'm like, I would just tell them, A, never say your age first. B, like, let them be impressive because they're impressive, not because they have more years on you. And then, like, C, you really need to get out when you're ahead, because it's really mind games. You're always going to feel silly, too. I think I realized that, too. Like, when you stand up for yourself, when you anything like that with somebody older, you feel like a kid at the adult table, like, that Sadie Sink scene where she's like, you dropped my hand. Like, everybody's else older than me. Like, that's how you will always feel when you do stand your ground.
On Thursday's Breakdown bonus episode, we're going to be talking about the power dynamics that come with being in an age gap relationship. And hey, don't forget, if you want to go to the Breakup Breakdown podcast live event on May 11th, you can find tickets in the episode description. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.